It's Helping Hand, all things considered, during its afternoon drive statewide broadcast on Fridays and online at hawaiipublicradio.org. A topic, organization, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and thank you for listening. Today, we are welcoming back Aloha Independent Living Hawaii. They give people with disabilities in the Aloha state the choice of where to receive independent living services to retain independence, and the majority of the board members and staff, actually, people with disabilities, because there are lots of agencies, there are lots of organizations, but getting in touch with the right one for someone's specific need is often the key when they have a disability. Getting information on a specific organization that provides a service, referrals to those organizations, peer counseling, advocacy, often critical in trying to get support, service, or accommodation for somebody's disability. Also, skills training and transitions. They've got a traumatic brain injury activity group that have actually used their time and efforts to make these gigantic blankets for elephants at Elephant Nature Park in Thailand. We welcome back the executive director of Aloha Independent Living Hawaii, Roxanne Bolden. Roxanne, great to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Great pleasure. And first, describe your mission.
Our mission is to help people with disabilities acquire the independent living support and services so that they can live independently within their own community, in their own homes, or in an apartment, or even share a room with somebody that where they can be roommates but live independently and be immersed in the community just like everybody else.
Are there costs?
No. 100% of our services are free. So as long as you have a disability and a need, whether it's obtaining housing, applying for benefits, accessing services that maybe you're just not aware of, anything like that, give our agency a call, and then you will be assigned an independent living specialist who will sit down with you, do an intake, and figure out what's the best solution for you to accomplish your goal.
How do you guys get funding?
One is by the federal government, and the other one is by the state of Hawaii. So they're called independent living funds, specifically for independent living centers. We have a contract with Department of Vocational Rehabilitation that provides the Part B funding for independent living, and the state has a certain percentage to match. And then there's the Part C funding, which is directly from the federal government. And again, that's also for independent living services.
And then you guys, as a nonprofit, can accept private donations from any sort of individual companies or grants that would be applicable.
Yes, absolutely.
What would you say the core services are that are defined by the frequency with which they're sought?
So overall, just like throughout the whole entire state, the biggest issue I think every human service organization is facing is housing. The lack of affordable, accessible housing. So there's only so much we can do. We can help you to apply for Section 8. We have relationships with different property management or realty on all the different islands. So if they do have property that does fit the income level for our consumers, then we can try to help them to get into those particular buildings. But last year was actually very unique because of the numerous natural disasters that we faced. Mm. We're the only independent living service that's statewide. So thankfully, our staff was on the ground to provide technical assistance to say, you know, this building needs to be a little bit bigger because of a wheelchair, or, you know, they can't use their wheelchair on the gravel. How about putting some of the rubber mats that they would normally use for the recreational parks, or put concrete? But it was offering solutions. Not only were we out in the community, but our staff itself was affected. So it was a very challenging year for all of us.
But it didn't stop the organization from offering a wide range of services that some of those, if you want to shine a light on, blind and visually impaired peer group,
yes,
deaf and hard of hearing peer group, mm-hmm, ASL group.
So on every island, there are different support groups based on the community's needs. So here in Oahu, we actually have two traumatic brain injury support groups. One does the crafting and the other one does the sewing. So as you mentioned earlier on the top of the show, we had our sewing group actually do the blankets for the Save the Elephant Foundation. We have our card group that actually makes these different cards, and they give to the rehab hospital patients. Rehab hospital offers us a place to go to so we can meet, and in turn, we like to create something to offer to the patients. On the Big Island, there are numerous groups. So on the Kona side, we had developed a visually impaired group, and we bring out several different topics that can be helpful for them, whether it's different assistive technology devices or just support in general. On the Hilo side, we have our deaf and hard of hearing group and our men and women support group. One is just for women, women, the other one is just for men, and the other one is a combination. And then we have our youth group where we have several young adults that have autism. On Maui, we also have a visually impaired group, and then we also have a mixed group for people with different disabilities. On Molokai, we have a non-ambulatory group as well as an ambulatory group, and then we have a youth group. And then on Kauai, again, unique. Every island is so different, and we're still trying to develop that to say, hey, you know, when you come to us, your issues are private. This is just between you and I, and these are some of the services that can help you.
There's a lot of stuff, and you can basically say, here's the situation I'm in, Roxanne. Yeah. Is there something near me that would be beneficial? Or here's the situation I'm in. How could you help me to try to get out of it? Or what organizations may be near me that I'm not familiar with? That's why an organization like Aloha Independent Living Hawaii can be so critical, and to again shine a light on a way that, how can I make a contribution when I need help myself? Well, the sewing group, when we talked to them last time, I suggested to her, based on a previous Helping Hand guest's needs, for a sewing activity for them, which would be making some blankets, big blankets for elephants. And Lek Chilert from the Elephant Nature Park in Thailand had been on, and they were talking about in the winter, they have these elderly rescued, formerly abused elephants, and they get cold. And so you guys, I've seen the pictures, provided some incredible aloha, these huge blankets. Aloha Independent Living Hawaii has come up with several of these blankets. Now, where were these sewn in the state?
Here on Oahu, on our traumatic brain injury group. And it was good because the sewing group is a form of their therapy, basically. Sure. So it helps with use of their hands and their memory.
So it's a chance for someone to get therapy while they're helping out.
Exactly.
It's a real great bit of philanthropy. Yeah. It's a kind of seed you never know who can realize. You know, our group could do something like that.
Right.
It's inspiring. And so as we think about other ways that people can try to support you, whether it's making cash donations to enable more of these groups, if there are locations you need, so maybe there's a community organization that has space you could do things at, supplies, the floor is yours.
Okay, so right now we are possibly looking at a different location for our sewing group. At the rehab hospital, which, you know, of course, we're extremely very grateful for the generosity of them allowing us to use one of their conference room, but that's something down the line that we may have to look for a possible location in Honolulu. So if anybody knows of a location that we can use where a group of about 15 people can come in and sit down and sew, that would definitely be something that would be helpful for us. They're also looking at donated material. Sometimes people have scraps of material left around. We use that. That's how we were able to do the blanket. You know, they were able to take the different materials, threads, needles, anything like that. We'll definitely take those. We have a wonderful partnership with the Waikiki Community Health as well as the Waikiki Community Center. But when people go into the hospital and they no longer need their durable medical equipment like a walker or a wheelchair, they call our agency, and we've been so happy to have them donate those to us, because during that whole natural disasters last year, we shipped everything out to the Big Island. So that way it was available for any of the lava evacuees. Things like that is something that we would definitely appreciate, because whether it's a tool, whether it's information, or whether it's education, anything that can help somebody achieve greater independence in their life, that's what we're all about, and that's what we want to do.
How about volunteer opportunities?
Oh, yes. Volunteer opportunity, if you have a skill, something that you would like to teach our group, let us know, because we're always looking for different speakers or, you know, something that can educate our group, that can further enhance their life or introduce them to something new that can be therapeutic. Please give us a call. Every island, we're always looking for different presenters to come out to our group.
Aloha ilhawaii.org, where there's a contact form and you can send an email utilizing that, or you can make a phone call. 800-385-2454 translates to A-I-L-H. Mm-hmm. All of this info is online at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org, where you can also find the full interview, the radio feature, all of our previous guests, and you can look for photos of the blankets that they have sewn for the elephants at the Save Elephant Foundation's Elephant Nature Park. It's Roxanne Bolden, the executive director of the Aloha Independent Living Hawaii, throwing the word out there. If you're in the Honolulu area and you could provide space for a group of about 15 folks to meet twice a month, would be the space on Sundays. If you've got a room at your church, community center, office, etc., certainly reach out. on behalf of everyone in your group is doing such great things, and that you're enabling that that therapeutic work. I really do appreciate it. It's a great example, and it gives me so much pride to put those pictures on the web and show off their fine work that they did. And I am sure those elephants would give them snuggles for seriously for doing something so kind like that. Yeah. So thanks for taking a suggestion to heart. Just batting it out of the park, young lady.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.